This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Allah has decreed that you should not worship anyone besides Allah, وبالوالدين إحسانا, and you should be kind and good towards your parents. Amongst the rights that we have been told to fulfill from our Sharia, after the rights of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important right is the right that is owing towards our parents. Mufassirin have written that Allah ta'ala has joined three things together with three in the Holy Quran. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey Allah's Rasul. Secondly, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. You see it repeatedly in the Holy Quran. Allah has joined salat and zakat. And the third thing, Allah has joined the obedience and being grateful to Allah and our parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That worship Allah, be good towards your parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Be grateful to me, says Allah, and be grateful to your parents. So three things Allah has joined. So Allah Ta'ala normally speaks about the rights of parent almost immediately after the rights towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ke hukuk ke adaigi ke baad, walidain ke hukuk bahut ahmiyat ke hamil hain. Quran mein Allah ke hukuk ke adaigi ke foran baad, والدین کے حقوق کی ادائیگی کے احکام نازل ہوتے ہیں. This is something that we find and it shows us the importance. Now after understanding this, the relationship between parents and children is a very unique relationship. Right? And it is something that is very amazing. But it is amazing in one sense also, that Allah in the Holy Quran has not asked parents to love and to fulfill the rights of their children, or not to love them. Allah hasn't told anywhere in the Holy Quran that parents must be good to their children. It has given them responsibility because of their love that saved them from the fire of Jahannam. But it didn't tell them to be kind to children. It didn't tell them to love children, because that comes instinctively and naturally. You don't have to tell a parent to be loving and kind towards their children. They will do it because of the love Allah has placed in them. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because children are not so grateful, Allah has to remind them repeatedly, you be good to your parents. Understand this. Allah doesn't tell parents, love your children, be kind to your children, because that comes naturally. But Allah, children are not so obedient, children are not so grateful, therefore Allah ta'ala has to remind them repeatedly in the Quran and Hadith, you be kind towards your parents, be good towards your parents. That is why you find one parent and a mother will look after 6, 7, 8, 9 children, right? But when the mother becomes old, that 5, 6, 7, 8 children will argue amongst one another, who is going to look after the mother? This is a reality that we are facing. So this aspect is something that Allah Ta'ala has to remind children, because children are not so grateful. Allah ne aur walidain ko aulad ke sath acha sulook karne aur unke sath mohabbat karne ka hukm nahi kiya, کیونکہ وہ فطری چیز ہے. تاہم اولاد کو والدین کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کی یاد دہانی اللہ تعالیٰ نے بار بار قرآن میں اور حدیث میں فرمایا. Now among the aspect that Islam tells us is to honor and respect our parents under all circumstances. Now this is very important. Many a times the mistake many children make, and we find it, I have seen it, people speak about this. They say, yeah, but our parents did this and this and that. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to respect and be kind towards our parents It does not depend upon your parents' earning their respect in your eyes. It does not depend upon them earning their respect in the children's eyes. Allah has told you, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be good and kind towards your parents. Allah didn't tell you, be good to them if you feel that they are worthy of respect. Be good to them if you feel they are worthy of kindness. No, no. Allah had said, be kind to them, irrespective, because they are parents, be kind to them. They don't have to earn their stripes in your eyes. They don't have to earn their stripes in your eyes. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion told one Sahabi who said, Ya Rasulullah, my parents are unjust to me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him three times, even if they are unjust to you, be kind to them and be good to them. And even if they are non-Muslims, be kind to them. Asma bint Abi Bakr came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, my mother came from Makkah, she's not a Muslim. She doesn't believe in what we believe in. Should I show kindness to her? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, show kindness to her, even if she's a non-Muslim. Even if she's a non-Muslim. So this is something. Hadith mein hai ki maa baap ke saath har hal mein apne walidain ka azmat karna chahiye aur usko madde nazar rakhna chahiye. Aur jaise hadith mein hai, chahe unhone aapse ziyadati ki ho aur chahe wo kafir ho, tab bhi unke saath acha sulook kare. So this is something that we, and what is the reality with regard to showing kindness and the aspect of being good towards our parents? What is the shari hukum? What is the reality of it? One day a person came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, what is the rights of my parents upon me? What am I supposed to do with them? How am I supposed to treat them? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was always blessed with the beauty and eloquence of speech, he said, what are you asking me about the rights of parents upon their children? Huma jannatuka wa naruk. They are your jannat or your jahannam. Your parents are your jannat or your jahannam. Depending how you treat them, they will make you your jannat or you will make your jahannam. If you treat them well, you become worthy of jannat. If you treat them in an unkind manner, then you become worthy of jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to this. Hadith mein hai ke maa-baap hamare jannat aur dozakh hai. Ye hamare suluk par munhasir hai. It depends upon how we treat them that they will be the means of our jannat or jahannam. Now a very important point that comes in, and many a times we hear people saying this, is that yes, we know we have to be good towards our parents, and many a times we are good towards our parents because we feel that our benefits are attached to them. So when we are young, if we're not going to be good towards our parents, they'll cut off our pocket money. They will not pay our university fees, our student fees. So therefore, many a times, we do good to them because our benefits are attached to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be good to them, especially at a time when you have to look after them. And many a times, your benefits are not attached to them. It is the other way around. So therefore, Allah ta'ala says, be good towards your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one or both of your parents reach old age. Now here is the test. Many a times you see people saying that, my father has become very difficult. You know how he speaks? Sometimes he is so demeaning to me. He doesn't take into account how much I am doing for him. Now many a times we say, he's become old, he's become ill-tempered, he's become short-tempered. Yes, what do you expect people to do when they become old? They are going to change. Their temperament is going to change. People do not remain the same when they are young compared to when they become old. When they become old, sometimes they become ill-tempered, they become short-tempered, they sometimes become difficult. Now that is a test. And that is a difference between our values and the values of others. Other people tell us, look at your own interests, look at your own benefit, look at what is supposed to be good for you. And if they become very burdensome, put them in an old age home. Put them in an old age home. What Islam tells us, no, now is the time for you to gain reward. Now is the time for you to get into Jannah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, raghima anfo, three times. May that person's nose be dust, rubbed into the dust. May he be disgraced. May he be humiliated. Ya Rasulullah, who are you speaking about in such a way? Who are you saying that person must be humiliated? He must be humiliated and he must be disgraced. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who find one or both of his parents in old age, and he does not gain Jannah by serving them. Subhanallah. What the Western world say, they have become an inconvenience, put them away. Islam said, they have become old. Here is your opportunity to gain Jannah. And if you don't gain Jannah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, may you be disgraced. May you be humiliated. What is the worth of you that you can't look after your parents who looked after you when you were small? So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. If one or both of your parents become old, fala taqul lahuma uff. Don't even say uff to them in disrespect. Don't even say uff to them in disrespect. And this is something, ghusse ya be adabi mein unhe uff tak kehne ki ijazat nahi. Jab burhape mein pahunch jate hain to us waqt unke saath acha sulook karna aur bhi zyada aham hai. Aur ye jannat ki zariya hai. It becomes a means of jannah for us to serve them. And Allah Ta'ala says, don't even say uff to them in anger or disrespect. Doesn't mean you mustn't even speak to them and don't say anything. No, what it means is that you speak to them, but obviously you do it in such a way that is always with respect and with kindness. Don't say uff to them in disrespect or in anger. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say an amazing thing. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, if there was a word lesser than uff that signifies disrespect and anger, Allah would have made mention of it. That means don't even say anything remotely, that is even remotely in terms of disrespect or anger, with like uff, if it's just a very small type of sentence, don't even say to them. Now can you imagine if you have to abuse them, or you have to say more things than uff to them, how much guna and sin? If you are not allowed to say uff to them in disrespect and anger, if you have to abuse them more than uff, and you have to tell them a whole lot of things in anger and disrespect, how much sin there is when you're not even allowed to say uff to them in disrespect. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, Allah ta'ala tells us that make dua for them. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِلْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. You humble yourself before your parents. Don't be proud and arrogant in front of them. And even if you have to give them something, you give them with respect and honor and with humility. You don't go and show pride and arrogance in front of them. وَخْفِلْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And every time you make dua for them, and when you see them in old age, then what do you do? Then you say, oh Allah, you have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me when I was small and I was in my infancy. Now we all know, in our infancy, how did our parents look after us? They sacrificed their nights. They sacrificed their sleep. They sacrificed little whatever they had. They used it and they used their resources for the sake of upbringing the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, when you look at your parents in old age and you are about to make dua for them, think about all the sacrifices they made for you. And then when you make dua, you lift up your hands in dua. Your dua must come out from the bottom of your heart. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me when I was small. When I was in my infancy, the way they showed mercy upon me and kindness, oh Allah, you have shown mercy and kindness upon them. Obviously, we have to say this much also, that to look after your parents is a very great act of reward. Such a great act of reward that we can't even make mention with regard to it. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu says, a person came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go out in jihad. Now, there might have been circumstances why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is your parents alive? He said, yes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go and serve your parents, that is your jihad. Go and serve your parents, that is your jihad. Now, I'm not giving a fatwa. There are certain circumstances that people can go out. But I'm just trying to show you the reward of looking after your parents. That when a person came and asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go out in jihad, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go serve your parents, that is your jihad. One day a sahabi came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I've committed a great act of sin. Ya Rasulullah, I've committed a great act of sin. And he was remorseful. And he was regretful. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is your mother alive? Why, Ya Rasulullah? Go and serve your mother, Allah Ta'ala will wipe away your sin. Go and serve your mother, Allah will wipe away your sin. Ya Rasulullah, my mother is not alive. She has passed on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is any of your mother's sisters alive? Yes, Ya Rasulullah, my mother's sister is alive. Go and serve your mother's sister. Because of the mother. You have committed a guna. Now she has passed on. Go and serve your mother, sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away your sin. Obviously, we have to say that the parents' obedience is always under the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تعت المخلوق في معصية الخالق. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there is no obedience of parents if it involves disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala became a Muslim. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وإن جاهداك لتشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما. His mother became very, very, very angry. Sa'd had a lot of muhabbat and love for his mother. He found it very difficult. She said, if you don't renounce Islam, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to go on a hunger strike. I'm not going to eat anything. Sa'd came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed this ayat. If they force you to go away from Islam and they force you to commit shirk, فَلَا تُتِعُهُمَا, don't follow them. So the parents' obedience is within the boundaries of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they tell you to do something wrong, then they are no more worthy of obedience. And many times we find parents also, they use this blackmail. They say, Allah will never accept your dua because you didn't listen to me. But what they told you sometimes is wrong. So that is also not right. But look at how Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي فَلَا تُتِعْ وَسَاحِبُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even if they tell you to do something wrong, you don't have to obey that matter, but then to be kind to them. وَسَاحِبُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Then to also be kind to them. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. Maabaap ki itaat, shariat ki daira mein reh kar karni chahe. 100% itaat to sirf Allah Ta'ala ki jati hai. Lekin unke saath shafqat ka bartao, har waqt hame karna chahiye. Now after understanding this, the very important thing is, amongst the parents, we have the father and the mother. And the father has got a rank in terms of respect. But in terms of our rights, and in terms of kindness, then the mother has extra rights. And the mother has superiority over the rights of the father. And we all know this hadith. A person came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, who should I show the most amount of kindness? And who should I fulfill my rights most towards? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. Then he said, then Ya Rasulullah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. Then Ya Rasulullah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. The fourth time he said, your father. Allah has also made mention of it in the 26th surah of the Quran. I won't go into details. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of this. I have also repeated this many a times in my talks before. When one day the father and mother were arguing with one another, who makes more efforts for the sake of the child? Father was saying, I do this, I do that. I go out in the early hours of the morning to get risk. I have to go in the business from morning till evening. And the mother closed the argument with these three points. Don't you compare your sacrifice with my sacrifice. Don't you compare your sacrifice with my sacrifice. You carried the burden of your child when it was light. I carried it when it was heavy. You carried it for a short period of time. I carried it for 9 months. You dropped it in a fit of pleasure. I dropped it in pain, nearing death. Who are you to compare your sacrifices to my sacrifice? Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Jannatu tahta aqdami ummahatikum. Jannah lies under the feet of your mother. Under the feet of the father is only the champal. Huh? Under the feet of the mother is Jannah. So your mother has got more right over the father. Not to say that you must disrespect the father, but of course, this is in terms of ماں کی ممتا ایک بہت بڑی قربانی ہے اس لیے ماں کے ساتھ حسن سلوک باپ سے بھی بڑھ کر ہے اینڈ ان کنکلوژن دیر آر مینی ایگزامپلز اویس قرنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہی بیکیم گریٹ دیٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹولڈ اے صحابہ ٹولڈ عمر اینڈ علی اف یو فائن اویس قرنی گو اینڈ آسک ہم ٹو میک دعا فار یو واٹ واز ہز ایٹریبیوٹ واٹ واز ہز گریٹنس ون آف ہز گریٹنس واز that because of his love for his mother and serving his mother, he could not come and meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that rank that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba that when you meet him, go and ask him to make dua for you. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, towards the latter portion of his life, he was staying in Dhul Hulaifa, which of course today we wear our ihram from. And his mother was in Medina. So every day he used to come and meet his mother. Many times people say the mother is far. But go and meet your mother from time to time if she's staying away from you. So Abu Huraira used to come and meet his mother. And when he used to come and meet his mother, he used to make salam. And he used to say, "Oh my mother, salam be upon you. Peace be upon you. May Allah have mercy upon you the way you had mercy upon me when I was young and I was small." So the mother used to reply, "Oh Abu Huraira, salam be upon you. May Allah honor you the way you honored me when I am old. Oh Abu Huraira, Allah honor you and give you respect the way you are giving me respect when I'm old." Right? And lastly, I would just like to say, the one portion that always comes in mind is, what do we do when our parents have passed on? And many a times the situation is there, our parents have passed on, now you feel regret. What can you do? Sa'd bin Ubadah came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. "Ya Rasulullah, I was gone out in jihad, my mother passed away. I'm feeling very, very bad. And I'm feeling very hurt that I was not there when my mother passed on. What can I do?" Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Give charity on behalf of your mother. Give charity on behalf of your mother." Then he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what type of charity must I do?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Provide people with water. Give people water on behalf and in lieu of your mother." Subhanallah. Once a person came from Bani Salma. إِذَا رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلْمَ فَقَالَ هَلْ بَقِيَ مِّن بِرِّ أَبَوَيْهِ شَيْءٍ أَبَرَّهُمَا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. "Ya Rasulullah, is there anything that I can do for my parents after they have passed on?" Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of four or five things. As-salatu alayhima. Make dua for your parents. Wal-istighfar lahuma. Make istighfar for your parents. Make dua for them. Make istighfar for them. وَإِنْفَاذْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Then fulfill their promises. Fulfill their commitments. They might have had, they wanted to do something. They couldn't do it when they were alive. They made and they had an ambition. Fulfill their ambition, fulfill their commitments, fulfill their debts. Third thing. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَسِلَةُ الرَّحَمْ. Be good and kind to the family of your parents. So if your parents, you know, your parents, aunties and uncles and cousins, make it a point of being good to them because of them being relatives of your parents. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fifthly said, honor their friends. Honor their friends. So if they've got friends, go and search out for their friends and be good to them because they were your father's friends. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was, you know, lastly I will just make mention of this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was coming from one, he was coming and there was a baddu, you know, a villager, pure simpleton. And he came and when Hazrat ibn Umar identified him, he gave him his turban. So his student said, "You gave this simple person a turban, he would have been happy with less than that." And what did he say? Abdullah ibn Umar said, "His father was good with my father. His father was good with my father, therefore I've given him my turban." So this is the way we can still be good to our parents after they have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.